You're listening to SBS News.
There's hope for incarcerated women trying to turn their lives around. A 29-bed unit today opened at Western Australia's largest women's prison to address the complex mental health needs of women inside. One of the women who spoke to SBS News but can't be identified says it's a step in the right direction for inmates.
It will make them feel happy about themselves when you do have a yarn and a conversation with them. It will change their mood swings in them for the day. Like, you know, that they had a conversation with someone and they actually talked to someone about their problems and that.
The new facility was opened today at Bandyup Prison east of Perth and will be accessible to the more than 600 women incarcerated in WA, of which nearly half are Indigenous. The centre is called Bindi Bindi, the Noongar word for butterfly.
I would be proud for them to change and to help them cope properly in the prison with their mental illness and their challenges.
The Bindi Bindi facility includes 23 beds for prisoners whose mental health needs cannot be met in mainstream units. There is also a separate, secure wing with 6 beds for women with more serious mental health concerns. Inmates are expected to stay for between 6 and 8 weeks and receive a range of trauma recovery services. Sonia Bray is the Director of Mental Health Services at the WA Department of Corrections.
There's about 11% of people in prison that do have a major mental illness. This area will take those that are at the top that need significant interventions.
A 2015 study by the WA Department of Health found that among women who had recently arrived in prison, nearly 44% had attempted suicide at some time in their life, and nearly one-third had previously been inpatients in a psychiatric ward. The WA Inspector of Custodial Services had previously warned about the lack of a dedicated mental health support facility for women prisoners and the outdated infrastructure at Bandyup. The WA government spent just over $7 million to open the Bindi Bindi unit, building on other programs to address the needs of a growing number of women in WA's prisons. Bill Johnston is the WA Minister for Corrective Services.
The benefit for the broader community is if we can stabilise people's lives, they go on to play a much stronger role in society.
A 34-bed mental health unit for male prisoners is expected to open in 2024. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.